For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Praise God. Acts 18:24. Hallelujah. You see, the month of June is the prayer and the word. Praise God. Now, after the month of prayer and the word will be the month of the supernatural. And after that, it will be the month of character. Hallelujah. Why? Because everything you get, whether you are moving the supernatural, you don't have character, it won't last. Even if you have favor, you don't have character, it won't last. Even if you are living a lifestyle of prayer, you can see somebody praying and his character is thinking. Is that correct? Yes, everything is the same. You see that things are always linked together. We need a lot of things, really. That's why this question, what is the secret to success? Give me one key to your success. Bishop Wedeboh said, there's nothing like that. Hallelujah. Now when you meet great men, you always ask them, what is the one key to your success? Most of them will say, work hard, but there's not always one key to success. Many things work together. Praise God. You know, the word of God is the central, is the cardinal. Everything, the word of God is the one that will teach you how to pray. The word of God is the one that will show you the way to the supernatural. The word of God is the way that will teach you how to develop your character. The word of God is the one that will teach you how to develop favor. The word of God is the one that will teach you how to work hard. Everything bounces back to the word. All together? Everything rotates. You know, there's something we call center of gravity in physics. Everything rotates at the center of the word of God. Once you remove the word of God, we don't have Christianity. Because our strength, our direction, everything we do depends on the word of God. So if it is true and that everything depends on the word of God, it to say that the word of God you have determine how your life will come, or how much of the word you know determine how much. But it is true. Acts 18:24. Let's have it. Acts 18:24. Yes, and a certain Jew. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. A man that is eloquent. Yes. That is very important. That is the key point. An eloquent man and mighty in scriptures came to Ephesus. He was instructed in the way of the Lord. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Hallelujah. That is okay. Thank you very much, man. Praise God. Now, a man named Apollos, and he was what? Mighty in scriptures. Praise God. Now, how many of us want to be mighty in scriptures? Now, receive the spirit of mighty in scripture. Will you say amen? Are you supposed to say amen or not? It's not a prayer you say amen to. Is that correct? It's something you walk towards. You know, that's why I say something, guys. You grow to know God, and the more you understand the Bible, it's not everything that is amen that amen really works to. The only way it will work to is that it will give you the spirit to make it possible, but the responsibility is yours. Are we together? The man that was mighty, he was not imparted the scriptures. He must have studied so much that he became mighty in scriptures. Is that correct? Today we'll be looking at growing in the word. Growing in the word of God. The testimony of Apollos can be yours, can be mine. Are we together? The testimony of Apollos can be yours and can be mine. We can become mighty in scriptures. We can become so vast that anywhere it picked. And remember when I was in 300 or 200 level, I wanted to know the Bible so much that when the preacher quote any place in the Bible, I will know where it is coming from. I may not be able to know the chapter in the Bible, but I will have an idea. Hallelujah. And I pursued that with my life. Now, many times, I like reading in between the lines. I want to know almost everything about the Bible in terms of the Logos. Altogether, I may not have all the revelation, but I want to know that when somebody says something and something like that, I'll know that, okay, it's from this or from this area of the Bible, or this is where he got it from. Not that somebody will call the story and I don't even know that it was from the Bible.
That's what I'm talking about. Now somebody will say something, I'll have an idea, oh, it's from the Psalms. David was the one that said this. This was said in this was said in the New Testament. So I wanted to have that in my, so that was my portion. That was why I developed reading plans since then. There were years I read the Bible back to back. It's very, very important. You know, some people say that it doesn't matter how many times you read the Bible. It's very important too. Very, very important. Even though it's not actually the ultimate, but it's important. I remember one time when God told me that you cannot have Rhema without Logos. Do you understand that? You can't have Rhema without Logos. Before you have Rhema, you must have the written word first. So even if it means cramming it and know it on your hand, in your head, in your mind. That was why it was easy for Apostle Paul. He knew the Logos before God met him. So when the revelation came, it was easy to become very, very strong in scripture. That was why he was the only apologetist that was documented in scripture. He went to the Greeks. The Bible said the Greeks are the philosophers. They were the wise people. To the Jews, you show them miracles and they believe. But the Greeks, you must be wise. You must show them wisdom. Is that what the Bible says? So the Bible says he went to the temple and he reasoned scriptures with them. So he understood. That was why we got Christian apologists. He was wise and vast in scriptures. Are we together? So you can grow in the word of God. And that is what we'll be looking at today. And I believe this teaching will help us if we apply it. Now I want to tell us some facts about growth. The first thing is once we get born again, you are practically a newborn baby in the spirit. Once you get born again, you are practically a newborn baby in the spirit. Even if you get born again at 70, at 80, at 85, even if you got born again with 4 or 10 children, you are a baby in the spirit. Is that true? Is that true? 2 Peter, 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says we should desire or earnestly long for the sincere milk of the word as what? Newborn babies that will go there. Remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says that whosoever is born again is a new creature. Altogether, his spirit, his physical look will not change. His mind will not change. But his spirit is still a baby. Altogether, carrying, feeling, but no matter how old and mature the person may look at on the outside, he's a baby in the spirit. So, once you are born again, you are practically a baby. That means you need to develop your spirit man to commensurate your physical and then overshadow your physical body. Are we together? And just like your body depends on nutrition, your spirit grows by what? Revelation. Is that correct? Your physical body grows by what? Eating, nutrition. And then your mind grows by what? Information. True? Your body grows by nutrition. Your mind grows by information. And then your spirit grows by revelation. These three things I said are very important. Your body grows by nutrition, by feeding it food. Your mind develops and improves by information. The more you know, the wider, even your by medical science, the more you expose your brain to information, the cells become, the more you read books. I saw a medical document of a brain of a reader and somebody that doesn't read. The more you read, the cells and the nerves become more sensorily active. Altogether, the more you read, the brain expands, your mindset expands. So he that reads is the one that goes to nation without being there. As you read, I know more about American culture by reading their books. I know more about the Indian by reading their books. Altogether, and then your spirit grows by revelation. And revelation comes by one source. By what? The word of God. That's why the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. Then it says, hearing by the word of God. Altogether, so once you are born again, you are a baby. So all of us, when we God gave our life to Christ, you were babies. And then you grew to where you are today. If somebody should give his life to Christ today, no matter who he is a baby. And he begins his growth journey. Number two thing I want us to understand is we have to take responsibility to actively grow in the word. 2 Peter 3:18, we have to take responsibility. This is very, very, very important. We have to take responsibility to actively grow in the word of God. 2 Peter 3 verse 18. We have to take responsibility to grow in the word of God. 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Are we together? Now, if you have a child, Moyo has, let's say Moyo have a child now, and she likes the baby, no matter what she does, no matter what she eats into her body, she cannot impart it to the child. Even if you put drip to a child, drip does not make a child grow. What is inside drip? Alkaline solution. Is that not correct? That's not true. What is inside prayer? It's just to sustain your body and then your body fluid. It doesn't make nobody grow. For a child to grow, he must open his mouth and soak breast milk. True? He must do it. No matter how the father and the mother love, even if they are the wealthiest in the world, the child must take responsibility, stretch his tongue out and soak the breast. And then when you grow to a child, to an age he can eat, he must take responsibility and chew the food and swallow it through his esophagus. Nobody will do that for him. No matter how your parents love you, they cannot write exams for you. Okay, in an easy situation anyway. Praise God. Because in Nigeria it's possible. Praise God. Yes. But in an easy situation they can't. So we have to take responsibility. No matter how somebody loves you, for the word of God in your life, you have to take responsibility. Are we together? Number three thing I want to understand is Jairus. Jairus marked. M-A-R-K-E-D. There are marked stages and known futures in each stage of our growth. There are marked stages and known futures in each stage of our growth. 1 John chapter 2 from verse 13 to 14 tells us of stages in growth, and all the stages have futures. Is that true? 1 John 2:13 says, I write unto you what? Fathers is a stage. Is that true? Because you have known that is from the beginning. That is a future. Is that not true? Fathers are expected to know him. Then I write unto you what? Young men. Young men is a stage different from fathers. Is that not true? Because you have overcome the wicked one. That is a future. I write unto you little children because you have known the father. Now there are three stages in growth. You are a child, and then you are a young man, and then you are a father. Is that not true? And then when you look at it, there are characteristics of children. A small child cry easily. A small child doesn't know anything. A small child can cry. I guess small children, you know their future. You know that they don't know. And then as a child, you desire to make them. When you grow up, you become a young man. Even as a young man, there are things you still don't know, but at least you are better than a child. And then there are people, that's what we call some people our spiritual fathers. Because these guys, I use guys not in a dishonorary way, hallelujah. Because these men, hallelujah, are vast. And then they are exposed to a lot of things that we as young men, now when the Bible is using fathers, young and old, it's not just talking about age. Altogether, it's talking about spiritual exposure. You can have a young man that is a father in spiritual understanding. Altogether, the apostle man is less than 40. But that man can be said to be a father in certain dimensions of the spirit. How do you get that? But there are people that are 85. They don't know anything. Apart from monitoring people who is cheating with somebody and then how are people paying offering. Hallelujah. So, but there are marked stages. So, I am in a stage now and you are in a stage. I am either a child or a youth or a father. You are also one of the three. And then look at the futures and then you know where you belong. But then the truth is, the aim of this teaching is that we can all grow to become fathers and mighty in scriptures no matter your stage. That is the aim of tonight today. And then fourthly, I want us to understand is that we understand and operate based on our level of growth. We understand 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2 and then 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11. We understand, let's have 1 Corinthians 3 verse 2. We understand things and operate based on our level of growth. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 2 says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. You understand that? For he that told you we are not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Now, he fed them with meat because they could understand milk. If he gave them meat, they will not understand. If you enter your secondary school class now and you told them, I want to tell you second order of kinetics equation. And then I hold a Bible runner, I'll write the equation first, 2, 3, 4. So they'll be looking at me. Because in secondary school, the highest they can know is Euler's principle and then know endothermic and exothermic reaction, 5 conditions that affect a chemical reaction, temperature, pressure, concentration. And then, these are all they know in secondary school, is that correct? To know the advanced, they cannot know it because that is the milk of science. When you tell a primary school student, -1, +2, -5. What will you say? It cannot. No, they will say it cannot. That's how they say. 2 minus 5. They will say it cannot. True. But when you tell a secondary school student 2 minus 5, you use the number line. Plus 5 minus 2. You know it's minus 3. Because he has been exposed. Now to an undergraduate, minus 2 minus 5, you know we call, that what we call engineering mass extrapolate and interpolating. What we do, extrapolate up to 23 or 25 equations in one equation. Yeah, in engineering, you understand what I'm talking about. Is that not true? Yes. In GMA, we did, one exam, one equation, we extrapolated up to 30 equations. Yes. That is the same thing that secondary school say, you cannot second, and a student student will say, minus 3, and engineering student will take it further now. To a master level, it will be another level altogether. So we understand and relate based on our level of exposure and growth. Now the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11, it says, when I was a child, I what? I spoke, child, what? Let's read it. 1 Corinthians, there is an order he gave there. 1 Corinthians 13, 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I what? Taught as a child. Now, a child normally speaks before he understands and before he thinks. That is the order there, is that not true? A child speaks, anything that just comes in my mind, just say it. But as an adult, you think first and then you understand before you say. True? So, Jara, we all behave and relate based on our level of exposure. Hallelujah. So when you hear somebody talk, you can easily know the level of growth or the level of his mental psyche. Is that not true? Yes. When you hear somebody speak or when you hear some certain behaviors from people, you'll be able to know that this person is still a child. Maybe a grown up on the outside, but in their mind, he's still a baby. All together. And then finally, a fact about growth I want us to understand is responsibility are committed based on growth in the kingdom. In the kingdom of God, responsibilities are committed based on your what? Level of growth. Galatians 4 from verse 1 to 2. And then Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 12 to 14 says that strong meat belong to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern what? Good and evil. Now, it's not everybody you can commit heavy responsibility to. Are we together? What does Galatians chapter 5, 4 from verse 1 to 2 says? It says that a here differed not from what? A servant. For he is kept under tutors. No tutors is somebody that train you, mentors you, and guide you until he grow up before responsibility be committed to him. Not that he is the heir of the responsibility, but it cannot be given to him because he's still a child. There are certain responsibilities and roles you cannot give some people in the church. Why? Because of the level of their maturity. They cannot handle it. Are we together? So you don't just commit responsibility. Now, as human beings, you can give even when somebody is not trained and trained. But to God, you must be trained. Know this statement that God does not necessarily call the qualified. He calls the unqualified. That statement is not correct. It's looking theologically and religiously true. But it's not true. Let me explain. The way some of you speaking are looking at me is scared. Let me explain. This is the way it is. God calls the unqualified, but he qualifies them. He calls them unqualified, but he trains them. God will never put you in a position you are not trained for. Now you can give me many examples. Look at Gideon. When God called him, he didn't know. When God called him, he had all the futures he needed, but he never knew he had them. Is it true? When God said, thou mighty man of valor, say, am I a mighty man of valor? He didn't know. Check from there. From there, what Gideon did was manifest. He didn't go for any other training. All he did was, from there, it was manifestation, true or false. He didn't train him any further. All that happened, he had those things, but he never knew he had them. All he needed to do was to open his mind and let him know he had them. The apostles were unlearned men. They didn't know anything in terms of mental illiteracy. Is that true? But there were certain things they knew. A fisherman, the Bible says, you're no longer going to fish men, but you're going to fish, but you're going to fish men. That means he knew the sense of maneuvering and deceiving fish till he catch them. Somebody like that can easily extrapolate. To extrapolate means to have a knowledge at a lower level, you take it to a higher level and apply. Is that correct? You can easily extrapolate that knowledge to man and then it will work. Altogether. So all those disciples, they may not know spiritual things, but there were physical things that they knew. And then God took advantage of it and trained them for 3.5 years. And they were competent to be used. So God will never give you a responsibility you are not developed for. Are we together? God will never give you a responsibility. You know, no matter how we pray for church growth, if we don't, if myself have don't have the capacity to pastor 100 people, they will never come. No matter how much we pray and fast, if I don't develop myself to be able and competent enough to pastor 50 people, they will never come. No matter how good you sing, if you don't have the competence to handle a global stage, you will never reach there. Because God will never, it's a responsibility. What you know that somebody like the university is not just a singer, he's carrying out his prophetic and a spiritual responsibility, ushering people to God. Altogether, it's beyond just the voicing, it's beyond just, it's a position that every one of them operates. Praise God. So you will never be committed a global responsibility if you don't grow to that level. If not, you will fall down. And God is a God that will not ever give you something that will kill you. You know what? If God knows that making you a rich man will take you to hell, you will never be rich in this world. You will never be rich. If you are rich, the devil that made you rich. Praise God. So it calls for growth in the word of God, because our word base it will be the numerator of our growth. Is that not true? Or the common factor. HCM. Or LCM. Lowest common multiple. That's the neutral in equations, right? So the word of God is our neutral foundation where everything will be judged for. If you are face to face with the temptation to deny your faith, what scripture will you say? What scripture will you use? Altogether, if you are face to face with temptation, and they say you can easily do this thing, what scripture will come to your mind? If there is none, there's no basis for you to face that temptation, because you cannot even handle it in the first place. Are we together? Yes. If Joseph will not be able to handle Potiphar, God wouldn't have taken him through that route. He would have taken him through another route. So responsibility. So the height of how far you want to go in life will be based on the word of God. Now, this word of God, I'm not talking about ministry alone. I'm talking about every area of life. You know, I read, one of us here posted on WhatsApp today, I read that it's not about how good you are as a lady that your relationship will work or you have a good man. Is it true? Yes. It's not really about, because you must know. You must know. And the Bible says you will know if you follow to know. Altogether, we will know if we follow to know. So knowledge is important for responsibility. So all this prayer for greatness, you know, I like it when Mint always say that, we do great things, all of us, even where we are. I like hearing it. But that is a place we all desire. But then it calls for responsibility. Altogether, it calls for responsibility. Because we have an LCM that whether you are a preacher, you are in the business world, you are an economist, you are a psychologist, you are a doctor, we have a neutral denominator, and that is the word of God. Are we together? Now, what are the ways to easily grow? What are the ways to grow easily? Number one is, receive the word of God as a baby desires milk. Then put in bracket teachability. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 and then Acts 17 verse 11. Let's have that. Acts 17, 11. 1 Peter, desire the word of God as a baby desires milk. Acts 17, 11. Acts 17, 11. I read. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scripture daily. Is that correct? Whether those things were so. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse say, desire the weak. You know, when a child is crying, and you have babies around you, once you give them milk, they calm down. When they understand, you don't understand that they are hungry. So cry is a sign that we are hungry. Give them milk, they calm down. Self-control. Is that not true? All they do is they desire it. They long. We have a nursing mother. My elder brother, wife have twins, and she's nursing twins. As I went home, I was also holding the twins. They probably were crying. Why they started the mother, and she was already lifting up her chair. They calm down. Hallelujah. Because what they wanted is here, and that was all they longed for. Altogether. So you must desire the word of God like baby desire. What it means in common terms is be teachable. Be teachable to the world. Are we together? Be teachable. Be teachable. You cannot grow if you are not being taught. Everybody was taught. You need to understand that. See that when everybody was taught something, any There's nothing that you know today. Well, I'm not you a scientist here. Everything you know, somebody taught you. Or you read it somewhere. Is that not the truth? Everything you know, you learned it somewhere. Or somebody taught you. Me, I'm self-made. I learned myself. You see, you can get the revelation, but that even the revelation, somebody has gotten it before. It may not be new to you, but it's not new to the world. Do you understand me now? So, you must be teachable. The truth is, many people are not teachable. Many people are not teachable. Many people ask questions not because they want to know. They ask to challenge. They ask in a critical and cynical way. You understand what I mean by cynical? Okay. So, okay. So, Pastor, now, I want to ask you a question. A sign that you know is they're not asking to know is when they debate the answer. If I ask means, if you want to play key F, and then you play key F minor, that is a closed sound. Key F minor is a closed. Is it closed? Which one is open? There's one that is open and then major one. Either, I don't know whether the minor is the one that is open or closed, and major is the one that is closed. Okay, major is the one that's open. Okay, then if I ask you now, who is really open? No, I know the answer now. Then you don't answer me. I say this one. And no, but I say no, it's supposed to be major. You know, I'm not asking to know. I'm asking to debate. Instead that I'm asking to know is I don't know. If you don't know, any answer you give me is the correct one. Even if it's there, major is the one that's close. I said it because I didn't know. So most people ask in a critical and cynical way. Not that they want to know. They want to challenge or they want to feel they know. So they are not teachable. Very, very difficult. You can know that somebody is not teachable by the way they act and then the way they respond to your teachings. When you are teaching them something, their response to what you are saying is a sign that they are not teachable. They cannot be bended. Their information and their ideology is straight. Are we together? And then we that are cholerics have that difficulty. Your temperament as a choleric or a melancholic people, these are people that are naturally smart in IQ. You understand me now? So they tend to look at people that they look down naturally on people. That's what we call spirit control temperament. People that are more difficult to easy to learn are sanguine and phlegmatic. They can easily learn. But clearly, they are arrogant and proud people that you need to calm yourself really to learn. And then until the Holy Spirit help you to be able to learn. Anybody, I know I came back to listen to Prof message. I had to calm. I was listening to it not to hear what he said or not to scream what he said, whether he was right or wrong. You see me now? I was listening. No, that was not it. I was listening to hear. The issue is, I may not have an opportunity to have means preach. But when means comes up, you have a lot of things to say that I don't know. It's the truth. It's not as if somebody is trying to be humble. It's the truth. Are you together? Yes. So when, and then most of this kind of, I cannot be here now on Wednesday and then he's here to preach. It's my work. This is my work. So I should be the one preaching. So opportunities like this are rare. So when I hear, that's where I get to listen to it so that I will learn. So most time people are not teachable. Yes. When you are teachable, everybody should be able to teach you something. And then you obey instructions given. When they say do this, do it. Because you didn't know. That's the point. Because if you know, you're not being taught. We are arguing here. I say do this, no, I'll do this. I'll do this here. You know, it's like table tennis. Do this, I'll do this here. You're not teachable. All together. And I pray that you have sense to. That's why when you're a mentor or when you're mentoring somebody, when you're teaching guys, no, a lot of us here are mature, and I know a lot of people are following you. There's a sign you know that somebody will not learn from you. You understand me now? You know, there's a sign that somebody wants to learn is asking questions. That's the first sign. Asking questions is a sign of interest, of information. When I ask you a question, Pastor Simon, how do you really receive songs? It's a sign I want to know. And it's a sign that I've acknowledged you have an information I don't have. If I know, there's no point asking. Or let me, if you want to share information. So first sign you must notice for a teachable person is inquiry. Okay, how do you fast? How do you study? Altogether. And then secondly is the nature of the question. You know, there is a critical question. No, the reason why I'm sharing this kind of information, you know, like I said, the point is, and we understand and operate based on a level of growth. These are things I will not say on a Sunday morning. You know what I mean? So I have the free liberty to say because I believe you'll be able to understand very well. So first of all, to grow in the world, you must be teachable. Hallelujah. Anytime I listen to men of God, I am teachable. Anytime I sit down in conferences or anytime I sit down before people, anybody preaching, my heart is open to learn. That's the truth. My heart is open to learn. I have learned a lot of things from a lot of people. From all of us here, I have learned a lot of things. You know, the sign that you have learned from something, you can really say what you learned. Isn't that true? You can verbalize what you learn. You can verbalize what you learn. Number two ways to grow easily. Now, be teachable. Why? Because as I'm sharing you, what I'm sharing with you now is the word of God. Is that not true? Not true. That means if you are teachable, as I share it, you have more understanding about it. Is that not true? And then by that, your growth level will increase. Number two is consistent daily feeding of self with the word. Consistent daily feeding of yourself with what? The word of God. It enhances growth. In Acts chapter 6 verse 4, the Bible says, we will give ourselves to the ministry of what? Prayer. And what? The word of God. We read in Acts 17 verse 11, the Bible says, daily they search the scriptures. The scripture we looked at on Sunday morning, Job 23 verse 12, was the scripture that said that he exalted the word of God above his what? Necessary food. Now, what do you understand something? On Sunday, what we do on Sundays most time is to give you information about something, we'll tell you things, we'll bring your information about the awareness. Now, if you discover, if you look at what we do weekdays, is how to achieve those things. Do you get a difference? Now, what we are doing today is teaching you how to actualize those things. Because there are things that you can... I like your dress. You are telling me about your dress. This is a designer shirt. Your hand is well... But how do I reproduce this shirt? That is where it comes from. Not that you just hear the word of God and you are excited. The aim of teaching of the word of God is that you alone... So there's something in the Bible we call the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Have you seen that in the Bible? The deeds of the Nicolaitans. Revelation. You must read in plan, assignment, so that you know everything in the Bible. Hallelujah. Bible says you are victims of the deeds of the Nicolaitans. The deeds of the Nicolaitans is something that is the way it is in the Bible. It's not revelation. That's the way it is in the Bible. It's a knowledge where we have people that are said to be exceptionally known in the scripture and everybody's watered down. Just like now, like we have Moyo is exceptionally good in music and everybody is down under her. It's against the Bible. According to the Bible, everybody is supposed to be a star. So that is the reason why Bible brings leadership for order. The aim of leadership in the Bible is for order. To read the Bible, it's not for superiority, it's just for order. So that we know who is in charge here, who calls the shots. But when we have everybody good in music, this one I want to show. Now, if you follow the way Mint is a music director that like medley. You know what is medley? You know medley? Is this true? No, is this true? Does he like medley? Yes. You can, when you listen, when you go to a church concert, you can know the way the music director, because the choir are a reflection of the music director. What I mean by medley is that you hardly sing one song, you must join it with another song, you must combine song, that is, but there are other people that will sing only one song till the end. Now that is his personality. Are we together? Now, he is the one, now let's say Moyo is in the choir and Moyo is the one that like only one song. Let's sing one song, we can sing one song for 8 minutes. And if there's somebody else that likes this pattern of music, all of them are in the choir. Now, who will dictate the pace? And all of them are good. We have to have a leader. Now, the fact that because he has to give it, we have to pick one and run with. You know, we'll have a monster, different heads. That's the aim of leadership in the Bible. But everybody's supposed to be good. Everybody is supposed to be versed in scripture. Everybody is supposed to be prayerful. That's what the Bible says. When we come together, somebody should have a prophecy. Somebody should have a word of knowledge. Somebody should have a counsel. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Yes. When we come together, Mint should have a prophecy. Moya should have gospel to her in the night, she's telling us. And then somebody should have a word of knowledge. And then when we come together, the Bible says, what Moya is prophesying and talking, all of us should listen. That's what, in the old days, they used to hold what we call believers meet. Believers meeting, somebody will be coordinating and then people will be speaking. God so told me this and then God told me this. When the person sit down, we sit down and then the next person will come up and then we'll come up. All together. So everybody is supposed to be a star in the Bible. So nobody is supposed to be under. So you feed yourself with the word daily. I don't believe in reading the word of God during your retreat or once in a while because you are busy. Because you eat your food every day. No matter how busy you are, you eat food. True or false? Yes. You may eat a light food. You may not necessarily eat a heavy food. But no matter what, you find them to eat because your body will fail. If you are fasting in the evening by 4 or 4:30, you are under self-control mood. Is that not true? You don't talk, you don't play, you are calm. Why? Because your body is telling you, I have not been fed. Remember I said the food of your spirit is what? The food of your spirit is what? And the food of your mind or your soul is what? Information, is that correct? What he's telling you now, your spirit will be weak also because he has not been fed. That is the way it is. You must understand it is like that. So like a physical body can fail because of lack of nutrition, your spirit can be weak because of lack of revelation. Now you must consistently intake revelation, consistently. Just study it, just read it, let your eyes glance the Bible. All together. Just if you cannot read, put on audio Bible. Make sure you have fed your spirit per day. Because what will happen is over time, like you see most times, like this, I can't give up now. These lyrics, I don't think I've played these songs throughout the year, but I can remember it offhand. You know what I'm saying now? I can remember it. Why? Because there was a time I fed it into my mind and it's in my spirit. That is the way you may just read something today. It is there. Remember what I said on Sunday, the word of God is magnetic. It will be there. You may need it in the next 7 years. It will just pop up from your spirit. That's why you must just be depositing the word of God in your spirit. Just not be taking it. Many times, that is why most times, like you know what I'm preaching today. When I was reading my Bible, I read nothing about what I'm preaching today. I just reversed my notes. Remember what I said. I am feeding myself for the future. I keep feeding myself. I keep feeding. Most times when God gave me a message, I just remember, oh, a spirit they said this. And I just go and confirm me. Because you affect my spirit. So most every day study the Bible. That's why you must be disciplined in, like I believe many people, I may have their own plan, but I believe in reading plan and it works for me. Why? Because it makes me have a track record and make me consistent. I have tried this several times. I say I will read the Bible when I'm prompted by the Holy Spirit. You are joking. It's not the Holy Spirit will not lead you, but you, the next time you remember is after 2 weeks. I have not read my Bible. Try it and see. Oh, it's true. Is that true? Yes. Our natural mind, there are things that you must discipline yourself to succeed. Do nothing and you fail. But to climb up, you must exert energy. It's not true. Falling down, you can just release yourself and then you begin to go down. But to go up, you must exert energy. That is why the way the word is going, because you must be conscious and deliberate about success. Hallelujah. So consistently, even if it's one verse, just one verse, I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. Lamentation 3 verse 1. And then you meditate upon it. Are you together? I'll talk about meditation maybe Friday or next week, Wednesday. Hallelujah. Just one verse. It will help us a lot. Daily. Don't allow a day. Just like the way, remember Job 23 said, I exalt the word of God above my necessary food. No word, no food. Discipline yourself like that. Are you together? No word, no food. There is rice above the aroma of hunger is entering your nose. The chicken is balanced in front of you. Say, no, let me just bring out your iPhone or bring out your phone. Look at a chapter and a verse. As you are chewing, you are meditating. Just like that. You may look stupid. Or you may look too religious. Or you may use too, but that is a secret. Oh, God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 3. Way to easily grow in the Bible is reading the Bible, studying the Bible, and meditating on the Word of God. Remember, now, meditation alone one day. All together? Yes. But reading, you know what it means to read the Bible? Just like to peruse. You know what it means to peruse? That is a legal term. A peruse. you just go through it, just go through, and just what it does, it gives you an acquaintance of the general information. Like when I stand and look at the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah, Ezra came and rebelled the wall, and then Nehemiah came and repelled the temple. One of them said, now that is general information, is that correct? And then we move to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, what are you talking about? The book of Haggai, talking about the people neglecting the house of God. Then you move the book of Philemon, you move the book of, it's just general information because of reading. Now studying is now you run narrow down on the book of Lamentation, and then who wrote this book? What was the theme about? What was the situation? When he wrote the book of Lamentation? What was the situation? What was the culture? Then you understand. Study is in total. All together. Then we have meditation. Since the first level is reading, studying, and then meditation is the height of it. All together. You must do the three of them. When I want to read, I don't read King James. I use Living Bible Message versions that are sweet to read. You know those that you can lie down and be reading. I don't be laughing. Sometimes I just read something, I don't be laughing. I say, this is not Living Bible. Hallelujah. But they're very, very easy. Those Bibles are easy to understand. But if I really want to study King James, why? Because King James, okay, let me tell you something about translations a bit. King James is word to word translation. You know that? Word to word, like in the Hebrew. Healer, Rafa. King James will look for what is Rafa in English? Healer. Then we'll write healer. But NIV, Living Bible Message, is taught translation. I am your healer. What is the person trying to say in English? Then they translate the thought. So King James is word to word. That is why you can easily study Greek. Like this place we read in 1 John 2 verse 13 to 14. Father, Son, and Hebrew. When you look at the Greek of that, it's not really father, sons, and children. It's not like that in the Greek. Should I tell you what it is? I will not tell you. Hallelujah. Get the Bible. How many people need the Greek Bible? I think I've given it to Mint. You can get it to Mint. And then you can show you how to do it. It's very, very studied. It's very, very simple. You have it, right? But you have lost it. Okay, meet me and I can give it to you. Hallelujah. And then I can teach you on how to use it. Very, very important. Yes, concordance is very, very important. Very, very important. Hallelujah. So it will help you read and then you study. When the Bible says, you know, like I said on Wednesday, every sentence in the Bible is very important. Plurals in the Bible mean plural. Singular in the Bible means singular. Bible says of his seed, not of his seeds with S. You know what Romans was talking about? That the S really matters. So you study now, what is this trying to say? How together? So you read the Bible, have a general information, be somebody like that. Like now, when I just mentioned about the deed of the Nicolaitans. It should create to your brain, okay, it's Revelation. Understand me now? Revelation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, first 5 chapters. So just have that kind of information. I got that by reading. Just have general information about the Bible. All together. And then study is deep information. Now, number 4 way on how to easily grow is receive condensed form of the word. Receive condensed. You know, that's what we call condensed milk. Receive condensed form of the word. In bracket, books, messages, and counsels. 2 Timothy 4:13, Paul was talking to Timothy, bring to me the books, the parchments, bring them to me. Is that correct? That these are condensed form. If a mother has a child, a growing child that is developing his teeth, and then the child needs to eat milk, 2 Timothy 4:13, what the mother does is, the mother carry the meat, chew it a little bit. Are we together? The mother pick the meat and then chew it a little bit softer, then put it in the baby's mouth. That meat is condensed. The forces, the fiber in the meat, the forces has been reduced to a level that the baby can chew and absorb. We have what we call step-down transformers, like this transformer here. The voltage moving at the top of the wires is high, can electrocute anybody. You will wire it down to your house, you are set to burn your TV set. Then what we have is a step-down transformer. It reduces it to a level and then your telestabilizer can carry it and then your TV can carry it. Now, there are men of God or the 5-4 ministers can be likened to those stabilizers. You may not be at the level that you can get those heavy things. But then as you get the messages, as you listen to messages and then you read their books and then you understand, this thing I was reading, this is what it is. Has it ever happened to any one of us here? Yes. As you read the book, you say, oh boy, this verse of the Bible, this is what it's really saying. Why? Because you are not getting it in a condensed form. He has now reduced the weight of the mystery of it. You hear that? Now, those people has reduced the frequency and the voltage of the revelation and brought it to a level you can understand. There are books that you cannot easily read as a baby. Book of E.W. Kenyon. Book of Watchman Nee. Are you using those kind of books? Book of A.W. Tozer. These books are not for babies. Do you know that? I heard Kenneth E. Hagin said it. Not Kenneth E. Hagin Jr. E. Hagin the Baba. He said it that E.W. Kenyon's book are not for children. They are still advanced. So that when I read it, I say, I just have to read this book so that when they ask me, have you read this book? I'll say, I've read it. But from the, when I, what is this book really say? I didn't even understand anything. Is it true? When, I, you know those guys, or you people are highly spiritual, I don't know a level. But for me, when I read it, I have to read it twice or thrice to even have an idea of what the book is. The first, I didn't understand anything. I'm telling you. So this guy, when I had Kenny E. Aiken said, I said, okay, if Aiken has said, who am I? Who am I? Praise God. But then there are books that are condensed. When you read, you can really understand. By reading Mike Murdock, when you read the book of Proverbs talking about wisdom, and then you may not really condense it, then when you read Mike Murdock, you can really understand what wisdom is. He has reduced it to a level you can understand. When you say, okay, I want to study your relationship, how, where will you even start from the Bible? Where will you start? Where will you start? But when you read books on relationship and listen to messages on relationship, and then they begin to bring down where the main things are, and then you get information altogether, by that you can easily grow. When you get information in condensed form. That's why listening to messages are very, very important. Very, very important. There are messages that you will listen to even if you are in a service and you never believe that this thing was said. And then you never believe that this thing was said in the service. You say this. I listened to some of the messages I preached, and then if it was because it was my voice, I would not believe I was the one that said it. So I mean now, why? Because at that point, it's no longer you, it's the Spirit of God that is ministering to you. Anybody, that's why I say anybody standing before you, take it to be God speaking to him through you. How together? Even if he does not say anything new to you, he will remind you of things you know. Or you may learn what not to do. You learn two things from people, what to do and what not to do. True? Yes. So receive the information in condensed form. And then finally, it's practice doing the word of God. Romans chapter 2 verse 13 says, it is the doer of the word, or doers of the word, practice the word of God, or do the word of God. It is the doers of the word of God that are justified, not what? The hearers only. James chapter 1 verse 22 says that, be not fools, don't deceive yourself. Don't know what he says, but be doers of the word. Hallelujah. Many times when I read the Bible, you know, we can read the Bible to get information, and then we can read the Bible. We can read the Bible, and then we can read the Bible to apply. Is it not true? We can read it to get information, we can read to preach, we can read to apply. You can read the Bible for many reasons. But the primary reason of the Word of God is to read to know and be informed, and then to apply. Then after you apply, then you can teach. Go back over. It's not like that. Then you say, hallelujah. Praise God. So you read the word of God and then you apply it. When the word of God says, don't talk about your neighbor. You saw it in the Bible and just smile. Then you pass. Then after the Bible, I am for you. Let me tell you this. Do you know what a bear did? Let me even tell you something. Right after reading it. Christians are interesting. All of us, including myself, we're interesting. Because what we are doing, we know is bad. And we have read it is bad. But the grace to do is what is not there. Or we are not even interested in doing it. It's not true. We know it. We have read it. We have seen it. We have listened to messages about it. There's almost no topic is new to hear. Which topic is it if you have been in church for 20 years? It's only new revelation and fresh revelation you'll be receiving. In the terms of general information, you may be acquainted with general knowledge. Altogether. But then it's to apply it. You keep hearing no gossip in the church. Right as the word is coming, somebody is gossiping. Somebody is talking behind the person. We keep hearing, don't do this one, but right, you keep hearing, don't fornicate. Right in front, there is somebody after that service, moving straight to the girlfriend's apartment. So it's not a problem of whether we know, no, many people know. But then what happens is, as you apply it into practice, your strength of the word of God becomes stronger. It becomes stronger because application gives you, I was with my brother driving when I went home. Okay, he was not really strong with driving. So, major place as I drive. So I was driving and then somebody said, why can't this person learn? You master the grace. I said, no, driving is not something you will read in books. The only way to learn how to drive is by driving. Not true. The only way to learn how to drive is by driving. The more you drive, the stronger your hands become. And then you become better. You can go to a music school. There are people that have gone to music schools and cannot play the keyboard. But they know all the history and the books, all the theology about keyboard. They know the things about sound. They can tell you about music, but they can't play a good harmonious sound. They can't. But the way to play keyboard is by putting your finger and doing it there. Are we together? So, and when you play, it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of you. It's no longer, there are different type of knowledge. We have what we call gnosis. Gnosis is scientific knowledge. Then we have ginosko. Ginosko is revealed knowledge. Then we have epic gnosis, which is accurate knowledge. Then we have the last one, which is E-I-D-O. There are different kind of knowledge. Now, when you reach something or you know about something, epic gnosis is when it becomes a revelation. You are aware of the dynamics of something altogether. And then when they become idol, it's like a man and a woman becoming one. When you drive, you and the car, you drive, right? When you are driving, it's like, you can know which tire is having a problem. It's like you almost become one with the car. It's like that. When you're driving, when a door is, something is wrong, you are in the driver's seat, but like your body will always synchronize with the car. You can tell when the back tire has picked something or when there is something, you can almost, it's like the car has become your part. Isn't that true? It's like that. That's a level of revelation that you can become one with the information. You can become one with the knowledge. You are so acquainted that knowledge has become a part and a parcel of you. All together, you can just know something on the peripheral, and then you can know it as a revelation. When it becomes a revelation, you have escaped argument for life. When you argue about information, it says that you don't really know it. Your name is not Moyo. Your name is Esther. Will you argue with me? You argue with me. You don't allow me to my stupidity. You are the one that know your name, and I can know your name is not Moyo. Your name is Esther. And then you are arguing with me. No, my name is Moyo. My name is not Esther. It shows that you need a psychiatric problem or you don't know your name. Is that not true? Because normally when I come and say, what is your name? Your name is Moyo. No, your name is Esther. Okay. You are lying to myself. Because you know and you are sure that is your name. Your best, you have answered that name for over 2 decades. You know that is your name. All together. Hallelujah. So you must possess to grow in the word of God. What are the ways to grow in the word of God? Number one I said was what? As a baby, in the bracket I said what? That is teachability. Is that not true? Number two was what? Consistent feeding of the word. Consistent daily. True. Number three. Reading the Bible, studying, and then meditating on the word of God. It will help you grow. As you feed your spirit man, you grow. Altogether, yes. Condensed form of the word of God, I say, are what? Books, what? Messages, and what? Counsels. Are we together? You must listen to your messages, a message, at least a week, you should listen to 2 or 3 messages on an average. No matter how busy you are. You must, you know something, you must, that's what we call adaptability. You must learn how to adapt in life. Hallelujah. One, become very, very busy. Are you praying for breakthrough? Who is praying for breakthrough here? That means, the more breakthrough you have, the less time you have to yourselves. You may have 10 hours to yourself now, sorry. In the next 5 or 10 years, you may not have 10 hours to yourself. Hope you know that. When I marry now, I can say I'm not eating for 3 days. I'm fasting. No dick and hardy can force out. I want to fast for 7 days. When I marry, I can. According to the Bible, if I want to fast, I must look for permission. My wife, please. Permission to fast. You can imagine. She said, no, I want your time. Oh, I know this is our anniversary. You cannot be fasting now. I have to supplant or convince her. I mean, the liberty I have now. Now I can shut myself in the room and pray for 10 hours. Lera, double, so. Children come back from school. Daddy, we have assignment. I need to pray. I have service. They don't care whether you have service or not. As far as they are concerned, this is my father. I need to talk to you. You must attend to them. True of us. So at the moment you come, what you do at that level is you must learn how to adapt. You know, a day will come when you give every reason because you're a banker, you cannot study. There are bankers that play MP3 sounds under their cupboard. You go and they're listening to a message. Have you experienced it? That is learning how, because they close from work 7, 8 p.m. and they go very tired and they have to resume back by 5 a.m. And then they have people to attend to. You see that they almost have no time. The only time they have is they have to adopt in the workplace. And that is wisdom. If you're a driver, you may not have time. You want to play messages in your car and then you must not learn how to adopt. So you must learn how to adopt. If it means playing a song as you are traveling in the church, or playing while you are doing your work, or listening to a message, you must adopt to it. You must make sure that your growth, don't chill, let me tell you something, please. Don't take spirituality light. Your life lies on the strength of your spiritual. Life is spiritual. Like, people don't succeed until they are spiritual. Everybody at the top is spiritual, whether it's an American or an Indian or a Mexican. They are spiritual people. Donald Trump is a spiritual person, either positive spirituality or negative spirituality. Is that not true? Your president in this country, is he spiritual? You know, they should have wasted him since, if he wasn't. So nobody really, somebody is angry that you are not a bad person. Hope you know that. The fact that you are a good person, prof, somebody is angry. A woman is saying, why is the sons of this woman always good? And because of your goodness, you'll go and visit an Egyptian doctor just to destroy you. Yes. That's why you must be serious about your spirituality. I just want a testimony from Winner's Chapel today. Yesterday. A young man came back and his body temperature increases. He was abnormal. Cancer. Of the... Came to Wednesday service and said his communion. He said, this is my healing. Took the communion. Right under his tongue. Three things came out. A cowrie. Three big things in the hall. How did they got in there, you know, African technology? By dear Wi-Fi. Don't imagine if he was not connected. Don't imagine if you also understand the mystery behind communion. We have just been saying cancer of the brain, and that is death sentence. I've died. Hallelujah. The fact that you are beautiful, another lady is angry. Somebody is angry about the truth about life. I read in my Bible today that some people after Jesus Christ were angry, and they went and reported to the Pharisees. So your success alone, you must not look for trouble. Somebody looks for your trouble. And you must fortify yourself. You must be serious with your spiritual mind. You may have a good relationship, everything working overnight. 2 seconds can change your life forever. I hope you know that. Did you hear what I said? 2 seconds can change your life forever. Accidents are more than 3 seconds, 5 seconds. And then somebody is dead. And then a wife has lost a husband has lost a wife, somebody has lost children, and then the life of that person has changed for life. In 5 seconds, somebody's life can change forever. One phone call can change your life forever. But you must be fortified at that moment. Your spirit must be charged. You must live ready. What we say, have a routine fasting life, is to maintain your spiritual state. That you don't fast when problems start. You are ready and battle ready. You understand what I'm talking about? You are ready. When you jump trouble, you are ready for it. You are equal to responsibility, equal to the task. When Jesus said, this kind does not go by prayer and fasting, Jesus did not leave the person and go and fast and return. That means he has fasted before meeting that person. So you must have the word of God. There was a time I said, I must have a Bible concerning everything in my life, even to poo poo. Yes, and I found a scripture that would say, if you go to the bush, when you use the bush in the ancient Israelite, you must dig a hole and cover it. I was looking for a scripture of how, why I was getting angry, I was frowning my face. If somebody asked me now, why are you frowning your face? I got the scripture, and I got three. I said, evil sleep, I was so determined to know the word of God. Altogether, because why should you prosper? What will you say? You are face to face with a witch and a charm. What will you say? You are traveling and then there is a stray bullet wasting. What will you say? When Jesus was there, he said, men shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word. That is, our life depend on your work level. I have scriptures for my protection. Psalms 121, 127, Psalms 91, Psalms 23, and then Philippians 4. I have particular scriptures that when I am accosted, those scriptures on their own autoimmune system, you know what is auto? They come to my mind. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Whether physical, spiritual, gossip, light, it will not prosper. Hallelujah. So you must have a lot of things on your mind. Have the scriptures. Have them. When it comes to prosperity, I remember when I got 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Say, for this Jesus became poor, that I may become rich. My mind blew, brothers. Christ! No, Jesus cannot suffer poverty, and I'll suffer poverty. The reason why he became poor is that I may become rich. So after scripture, let the word of God be your base. It is the way, it was in the word of God I discovered that favor. I discovered character. I discovered how to relate with my parents, how to relate with my siblings. I discovered almost everything. The word of God is your basis. Many people that quote Jesus so and so person say this, our GO said this, so and so person say this, they quote one, their church doctrine say this. Together, but they don't know nothing about the word of God. You cannot marry an Igbo person because you are a Yoruba. Even in our church, you cannot marry somebody that's not from our church. Our pastor said it. If you marry, I will curse your marriage. What does the Bible say? There is no Greek, no Hebrew, no Jew. Then Proverbs 26 says, any curse that you don't deserve will never come to your life. Has anyone said that issue? Any curse you that you don't deserve, and you don't deserve that curse, it won't work. Then immediately you marry the person, people that marry their tribe, are they having peace? Pastor David Ibiemi said that he had a child when he wanted to marry. His mom said that no, you cannot marry from another child. He said, when they gave out to me in this house, you are my father, I've been quarreling. So, is that the kind of, the mother just laughed, and that was the last attack. Doesn't guarantee anything. Altogether, doesn't guarantee. Hallelujah. So you must have the word of God. Please know how to study the word of God. I believe on Sunday I will teach us different principles and then how to apply it. And then as you do it, increase your word level. Increase your word level. Now this is my strength. Many times I get challenges. I face things and all of you know challenges is not exclusive. Will you face challenge? Are you even facing challenges now? Plenty. Challenges are the bread of success. They are the things that make you smile at the end of the day. What will you overcome is by the word of God. The Bible says they overcame him by what? And what? The word of their testimony. As you are facing challenges, the word of God will spring up. Many times I want to cry. I'll feel depressed. I'll feel challenges. And then when a scripture will just come to my mind, I just discover that the word of God, things may look slow, it will work. And then I just auto-encourage altogether. It works. I pray you grow in the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. By what? Applying these principles. Do them and know it will work for us. Can we be on our feet? I believe we got something. Can we appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.